This is a Queensland Narrating Service recording of Wheelchairs and Mobility Scooters, Public Transport and Registration Requirements, September 2015. Made on behalf of Translink. Your narrator is Clem Fechner in September 2015. This fact sheet will help you determine which mobility devices, such as wheelchairs and mobility scooters, are suitable to take on public transport such as buses, trains, trams, ferries and taxis. It also provides details about registration requirements. Public transport suitability. To enhance your safety and to be certain that your wheelchair or mobility scooter will be able to be safely carried on accessible public transport services in Queensland, you should be aware of the specifications set out below. These are the characteristics of a mobility device that all accessible public transport must be designed to carry under the Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport 2002, the Transport Standards. A transport operator has the right to refuse access if they believe the mobility device doesn't meet the specifications in the Transport Standards. Dimensions. Size. Fits in an allocated space of 1300 mm by 800 mm. Total width, less than 750 mm. Total height, less than 1500 mm when you are seated, or less than 1400 mm if the accessible taxi was introduced into service prior to 1 January 2013. This only applies when travelling in an accessible taxi. Weight. Boarding devices such as ramps and hoists can support a total weight of 300 kilograms. This total includes the wheelchair or mobility scooter, its occupant, and any carried goods, for example groceries, oxygen cylinders and so on. Be mindful that if someone gives assistance with boarding by pushing a manual wheelchair up a boarding ramp, their weight is also included. Maneuverability. Cross a horizontal gap up to 40 millimetres wide. Mount a vertical rise, bump, up to 12 millimetres high. Cross grating gaps up to 13 millimetres wide and 150 millimetres long. Climb a 1 in 14 grade ramp unassisted. Climb up to a 1 in 8 grade ramp unassisted where the ramp is less than 1,520 millimetres long. Climb a 1 in 4 grade ramp with assistance. Turning. To be certain you can access public transport, you must be able to navigate your wheelchair or mobility scooter through a 180-degree turn within an area of 2,070 millimetres by 1,540 millimetres. Anchorage points. It is safe for an accessible taxi to carry a wheelchair or mobility scooter only if it has at least 4 tie-down points, so it can be securely anchored while the taxi is moving. Stability. Although three-wheeled mobility scooters can be easier to use and offer greater manoeuvrability than four-wheeled devices, they can be less stable, particularly on public transport. Three-wheeled mobility scooters are permitted on public transport. However, for increased safety and stability, four-wheeled mobility scooters are recommended. Medical oxygen cylinder. A medical oxygen gas or air cylinder is permitted on public transport if it is medically prescribed for you, weighs no more than 5 kilograms when full, and is restrained to your device or in a travel pack. Cylinders, valves and regulators, where fitted, must be protected from damage that could cause inadvertent release of the contents. Additional requirements to enhance safety and accessibility. In addition to the specifications of the transport standards set out in this brochure, a wheelchair or mobility scooter must be checked regularly and must not pose a risk to passengers. For example, it will need to have effective braking systems to maintain stability on board public transport. Registration. If you want to buy a wheelchair or mobility scooter, you should be aware that in Queensland, a motorised wheelchair or mobility scooter that is used outside of the home, for example on footpaths and to cross roads, must be registered with the Department of Transport and Main Roads. For the purpose of this section, an electric wheelchair or mobility scooter is defined as a motorised wheelchair. To be registered, your motorised wheelchair must have an electric motor, be designed and built for a person with mobility difficulties, have a tare weight of 150 kilograms or less, not be capable of travelling more than 10 kilometres per hour on level ground. Registration does not mean that the device can be used on the road in the same way as a car. Registration is provided free of charge and includes compulsory third-party insurance, which may protect the user against compensation claims for personal injury following a crash. For example, a crash between a motorised wheelchair and a pedestrian on the footpath where the motorised wheelchair user was at fault. Registration for motorised wheelchairs. To register a motorised wheelchair, you or your representative must visit a Department of Transport and Main Roads Customer Service Centre and bring with you the following completed forms. Vehicle Registration Application Form F3518. Vehicle Details Inspection Sheet Form F3529. Motorised Wheelchair Statement Form F4414. A certificate, statement or letter from a medical practitioner, registered occupational therapist, or a registered physiotherapist, confirming that due to a physical or medical condition, your mobility is severely impaired, and you require the use of a motorised wheelchair for assisted travel. Evidence of the wheelchair's origin, for example, old registration papers or the purchase receipt. Evidence of the wheelchair's Queensland garage address, for example, your current Queensland driver licence, property rates notice, gas, phone or electricity bill. Evidence of personal identification, such as your current Queensland driver licence, Medicare card or Department of Veterans Affairs /Centrelink pensioner concession card, including healthcare card. If someone is lodging this application for you, your representative will need to bring their personal identification as well as proof of your identity. The motorised wheelchair may also be used by another person, provided they hold a relevant certificate or statement from a medical practitioner as detailed above. Other users must also be aware of the Queensland road rules relating to the use of a motorised wheelchair. Mobility devices that exceed the legal definitions for a motorised wheelchair, such as devices that can travel too fast, cannot be registered. If a mobility device cannot be registered, it can only be used on areas that are not described as roads or road-related areas, such as inside the home. For more information. For more information about travelling on public transport, read the department's booklet, Wheelchairs and Mobility Scooters, A Guide for Safe Travel in Queensland, available at www.tmr.qld.gov.au or by phoning 132380. Interpreter Service, 131450. 24-hour National Relay Service Numbers. TTY/voice calls 133677. Speak and listen 1-300-555-727. SMS Relay 0423-677-767. Need help making phone calls? Contact the National Relay Service. Phone 1-800-555-660. TTY 1-800-555-630. Fax 1-800-555-690. Calls to these numbers are free from landlines. SMS 0416 001 350. Email helpdesk at relayserve.com.au. This has been a Queensland Narrating Service recording of Wheelchairs and Mobility Scooters made on behalf of Translink. Your narrator was Clem Fechner in September 2015. We hope you've enjoyed this recording. Our on-demand service is for individuals who require their own information in audio format. QNS produces the audio versions of a wide variety of any printed information, such as books, reports, instruction manuals, brochures, newsletters, legal documents, etc. Should you wish to have any printed information produced in audio for your personal use, please contact us on phone 07-3324-0004. You may also be interested in our range of audiobook titles that may be requested at your local library. A catalogue can be found on our website address www.qns.net.au. We welcome any comments or feedback you may wish to provide on the quality of this recording. Please contact QNS on phone 07-3324-0004 or email qns@qns.net.au to provide your comments. Thank you.